This Shabbos is a special Shabbos. It's Parshas Zachar. Besides the regular laning of Parshas Tetzaveh, we also remember the story of Amalek, of how they attacked us. And that's a preparation for Purim, obviously, which is all about the overcoming of the Gezer, the decree of Haman, which is a microcosm for that universal battle that exists between good and evil, between the Jewish people and Amalek on all levels. And so when you look at that story of Amalek's attack on the Jewish people after he left Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Torah describes the attack of Amalek is that Amalek particularly went to attack the stragglers, the weakest of the Jews. The weakest of the Jews. And Chazal tell us in particular of all the tribes, of all the tribes of the Shvatim that Amalek went to attack that were the weakest, it was the tribe of Dan, Shevet Dan. Shevet Dan, Chazal tell us, were the most susceptible to attack. Why? Because even when they left Mitzrayim, unfortunately, they had amongst them avodah zarah and idols, and because of that, they were kicked out of the protective clouds of the Anani HaKavod that protected the rest of the Jewish people. And so, when Amalek is attacking the Jewish people, they're specifically going to attack Shevet Dan, who are kicked out of the cloud. Now, by the way, there's a lot of connections we find, in fact, between Amalek and their attack on Shevet Dan. For example, Haman, who is a descendant of Amalek, it says the word Haman in Megillas Esther 54 times, which is numerically the same word as Dan. Dan is Dalet Nun, which is 54. The word Haman is mentioned 54 times. Even if you count the letters of the 10 sons of Haman, it's 54 letters. And so we have this connection that Haman and Amalek particularly attack Shevet Dan. And that doesn't just mean practically an historical fact that they would attack physically weaker Jews. It means on a deeper level that the attack of Haman, the attack of Amalek, is to attack a Jew by their weakest point. The Eitzah, what the Eitzahar tries to do, the embodiment of Haman within us, what the Eitzahar tries to do is to make a person think of themselves and define themselves based on their weakest points. Instead of looking at ourselves in a bigger picture and saying, you know what, I'm pretty good and I have great strength and the Rabbanu Shalom loves me because of that. And I'm to be motivated by one's positive accomplishments. What the Eitzahar invariably tries to do as the embodiment of Haman is to attack us by our weakest points, to make us feel that we've been kicked out of the cloud. And once a person feels that they've been kicked out of the cloud, now they're very susceptible to the attacks of Haman and Amalek. What is the Yontif of Purim? The mitzvah of this Shabbos, of remembering Amalek, of being sensitive and being aware of their tactics. And the Yontif of Purim, which comes from after the Shabbos, which is our victory over Haman, the whole Yontif of Purim and our Eitzah, our antidote against Haman, is to remember, as the Megillah describes, that Mordechai sent the letters and the Yontif of Purim, l'kroivim ul'rechaikim, to Jews that are close and to Jews that are far. A person has to remember that from the Rabbanu Shalom's perspective, there's no such thing as a Jew that's far. We feel the distance. From our perspective, it feels that some Jews are in the cloud and some Jews are outside of the cloud. And if a person thinks of themselves as outside the cloud, that's where Amalek attacks. That's where Haman attacks. But a Jew has to remember the whole Yontif of Purim is that from the Rabbanu Shalom's side, there's no such thing as outside of the cloud. The Rabbanu Shalom fills all worlds. The Rabbanu Shalom is everywhere. Les asar panimine. There's no such thing as truly being distant from Him. Like David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Im Esek Shemaim, if I ascend to heaven, Shamata, that's where you are. Im Eret Sheol, and if I descend to the depths of hell, Hineka, you're there as well. To me, it feels like there's a distance. But as far as the Rabbanu Shalom is concerned, Shavu Umash V'Katan V'God, the Rabbanu Shalom equally embraces and is equally close to everyone. And so that's what the Yontif of Purim is about, is to remember that all this distinction, all the feeling of Hester Purim, the feeling of concealment and clarity and good days, bad days, that's all from our end. From the Rabbanu Shalom's side, whether we feel like it's a good day or a bad day, whether we feel that we have it, that the Rabbanu Shalom is with us or not, whether we feel like we're in His cloud or not, from the Rabbanu Shalom's side, either way, He's always with us. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. L'kroivim u'l'rechaikim, and that's the Yontif of Purim. So Hashem should help that we shouldn't fall prey to that attack of Haman. We shouldn't fall prey to that attack of Amalek, of feeling, of thinking of ourselves as people that have been rejected and been dejected. Hashem should help we should be zeichet to connect ourselves to the tzaddik of Mordechai, to the tzaddikas of Esther, and to remember l'kroivim u'l'rechaikim, that the Rabbanu Shalom is close to people that feel close or even to people that don't feel close. The Rabbanu Shalom, either way, is close. Hashem should help we should come to Shabbos with Menuchas HaNefesh and Menuchas HaGuf, and both individually and collectively see the redemption of our people. The B'ezkol Tzedek, Mihar V'Minu, Amen.